We thank God for his word this morning, and we share with you out of the gospel according to St. Matthew, out of the 15th chapter, verses 21 through 28, and supporting scripture from the 121st Psalms, verse 1. The Bible reads in the 15th chapter of St. Matthew, beginning at verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. She said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Yes. Based of our thinking coming from the 25th verse. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. David says in the 121st Psalms, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Based on those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning in the form of a question. Where do you look when you need help? Where do you look when you need help?
It's a little jazzed up, but you ought to know what prayer can do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we can't do anything else, we can pray. Don't never let the enemy make you think you can't pray. I don't care what you've done, where you're from, how much education you got. If you can just think in your mind what it is you need the Lord to do, then you're praying right there. So you know how to pray. All you got to do is convey to God what your thoughts and desires and wants and needs are, and God is able to hear us. Deacon Carter sang a verse in the song, Even If I Couldn't Say a Word. I just waved my hand, and those of us that are believers, we are inclined to believe that God even knows what's going on in the way. Hallelujah, because there are times, and he even said in his testimony that there are times when things come and you might get so sick you can't talk. But you can just meditate and think about how good God is and just what you need him to do. Got a very easy task this morning because the message that God gave me, where do you look when you need help? Shouldn't be very hard to talk about that this morning. Because I know that there have been times in my life that I needed help. And even as I stand today, I need help. When it seemed like you don't need help, you need help. Because no man, no woman is an island all by themselves. There comes a time when you need an ear, you need a voice, or you need somebody to know that you're not in it all by yourself. And then the one good thing about being a believer is if the mindset comes that you think that you're by yourself, God has a way of reminding you. Didn't I promise you I'd never leave you, neither would I ever forsake you? So don't allow the enemy to cloud your mind and to fill your mind up with a whole lot of doubt to keep you from being blessed by the best. For one thing I find to be a sure fact this morning is that we belong to a loving, merciful God, and he is a God that we can always depend on. Somebody else, many others may have let you down, but God has never let you down. Now, there may be some things in your life that God has not allowed you to have just yet, or God has not allowed you to experience. But how many of you know it's good that you haven't experienced everything? That there's something that I'd just rather somebody tell me about. There's something that I'd rather just be a witness and try to learn from what I see instead of actually having to go through it. But I thank God for being that kind of God that is there for all of us. It was God that has allowed us to make it through another week's journey. And as we well know, it's been a quick journey because it seems like the days are going faster and faster. But one thing about it, it hadn't changed. Our mindset has just changed. We move faster than we used to, and then some of us move slower than we used to. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I heard someone say that the key and the blessing is that you're still able to move at all. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may not like the way you have to hop around, but I'd rather hop around than not be able to get around. And if push come to shove, if I had to, I'd crawl around that. You know, that's the first thing we learned how to do was crawl. There's something that just come by instinct. When you fall, you got to find some kind of way to get up. A funny commercial, I'm falling and I can't get up. But if you down there, you're going to find some kind of way. Roll over on your stomach or get on your back, use your elbows or get close to something and pull yourself up. But some kind of way, you're going to get up. Nothing else, at some point or another, somebody going to come and check on you. When we consider our lives and all that we go through from day to day, knowing that we have no knowledge of what's going to transpire from one moment to the next, every day has its own perks. Even if we are not sick, we still have good days and bad days. We tend to believe that it is those that are going through sickness and illness that have the good days and bad days. But how many of you want to know this morning that even those that have good health and strength, you have good days and bad days. Sometimes things go your way. Sometimes things don't go your way. Sometimes things are going to work in your favor. And then there are days that things are just not going to be able to come together. But let us be mindful that whatever kind of day that we've had, we got to know that there is somebody else that probably had a worse day than that you have experienced. Then we have to understand we all handle things in our own way. And then who is to say whose way is the right way? You see, we're so judgmental is that when we share information one with another, because we didn't do it like you think it ought to be done, in our back of our mind, we think you're not doing that right. Or we think that you're not going to make it like that. But that there's more than one way to do something. Just like when we have a destination, there are more than one way to get there. You might go one way and I might go another way. And, you know, one may get there faster, one may not. But the key is getting where you're trying to get to. Too many times we try to do things our own way instead of trusting the power of a mighty God. So now, as we follow the advice of King Solomon, tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. King Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So that tells us that sometimes what's in your mind might not be the right thing for you. But he goes on to say, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So in other words, if we acknowledge God, if we let him know that we know that he's there, if we ask him for some guidance, then he will lead and direct our very paths. With this verse, we should remember and hide it in our hearts that whenever we need it, we'll be able to pull from it. But there are some things that you need to know, and you got to know that God is the one that is always going to be right there. But when it's all summed up, the biblical approach to life, because we as believers depend on the Lord. We depend on God to take care of us. We depend on God to heal our bodies. We depend on God to make sure that there's still cattle running and there's still chickens aground and there's still many other things that we have need of every day. So we thank God for being that kind of God. And we got to understand that we need God somewhere down in the depths of our hearts. That God that I'm talking about, he is the one that has said that he would give us everything that we need. And then he even goes a little farther to give us some of our desires. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. But we got to learn how to listen to what the Lord is saying. Now, Paul put it like this. He said, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. So Paul realized, just like when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He personalized it also and said, but my God. You see, we can talk about God, but until he comes to be your God, you got to have ownership. You got to have a relationship. And it got to be more than just a zeal. It got to be more than just what you heard about God. There comes a time in your life when we've lived long enough, we ought to try God. And when we try God, we know that he will come to our rescue. Through Christ, God will forever supply our every need. I believe the songwriter has said, you can't beat my God's giving. No matter how hard you try. He just keeps on doing great things over and over again. And he's doing great things for who? Every one of us. Even that one that feel like you've been left out. God has still been blessing you. That one that feel like you don't have a friend. God is the one that says, I'm a friend to all mankind. Is there anybody in here blessed enough to tell God thank you this morning? Just thank God for another day's journey. Thank God for the mere fact that he is God all by himself. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah. When you get a taste of God, you always want just a little bit more, because when you taste something that is good, you want some more of it. And there's something about God is just good. Now, the life that we have today, we know that it is good. And yet, even in having a good life, we have struggles. Sometimes it's real hard to make it. There are times when we can't seem to make ends meet. There are times when we rob Peter to pay Paul, which puts us in a hole. But how many of you know that there are times that when we got to look to somebody or somewhere for some help? Whether it's from God, family, or friend, all we want is somebody to help. There's nothing to be ashamed about if in your life you've had to ask or will have to ask somebody for some help. See, a lot of us are so proud that we're too proud to ask anybody for a helping hand. But I believe that don't make good sense, because we are here one for another. I know that there's going to come a day that every one of us are going to have a need. There's going to come a time when we're going to not know what the next end is going to be. But the reason why a lot of times we don't have things is because we lack of knowledge. We don't realize that there are many things out there for us if we would learn where they are. There are many agencies and organizations that are out there to be a help to the people of God. But some of us are so proud that we say, I don't want a handout. Some of us are so proud that we get the mindset that, well, they're not going to give it to me anyway, so no need for me to go out there. There are those that say, well, I don't have time to fill out all of that paperwork. Well, it is what it is. If you want some help, you got to do what it takes to get the help. And if you want some help and need some help, don't be so proud that you would rather suffer than get help. Why would you allow your child to be hungry when all you got to do is ask your neighbor for a loaf of bread? Don't allow pride to get in your way of your blessings. Every one of us know what it is to need a little help sometime or another. If you don't need help with one thing, you need help with something else. Nobody in here is able to do everything all by themselves. We got to know that every now and again, we ought to be there one for another. Bible tells us that we ought to love one another as God has loved us. And if we're going to love one another, we ought to be there for one another. If we can't help one another when we are down and out, what kind of people are we? There are times when you might not be able to help, but when you can help, you ought to be a help. And then when you can't help, don't feel bad because you can't help. See, sometimes folk might bring their problem to you, and because you got a compassionate heart, you allow it to be your problem. But you got to learn how to trust the power of a mighty God. You got to know that it's all right to know that if you need some help, to ask somebody. But how many of you know God always got somebody? God got somebody in your realm of folk that'll be there for you. They may not be able to do everything that you need them to do, but they'll be there for you. So my question today is, where do you look when you need help? What is help? Help is defined to make it easier or possible for somebody or to do something that one cannot do all by him or herself. Help means to assist or to be useful to make things better. So there comes a time that we need a helping hand. There are things that we can't do all by ourselves. There's somebody got to understand that if you need some help, maybe you've gone everywhere and you know nowhere else to go. Know how it is sometimes when you don't know where you can turn to? Then there are those times when you've already burned up all your bridges. You know, you got to learn how to treat folk. Because them same folk that you run down might be the one that's going to help you along the way. Isn't it good that God gives us a heart of compassion, that we don't hold things too hard? For when there comes a time when I need to be there, I need to be there for you. But we got to understand that every one of us got to go through something in our life. Every one of us are going to know what it is to have, and some of us going to know what it is not to have. Anybody in here got everything that you want? Hallelujah. But I guarantee you, most of us got everything that we need. That's what God said, that I supply all of your needs. And then we worry, God, because we don't have what we want. Well, God didn't promise you everything that you want. But how many of you know that if you love God, he'll even give you what you want? How many of you know that when you go from A to B, that God is going to be in the midst of all of that? And as you go from one place to another, you need to know where God is. Where do I look when I need a little bit of help? Well, David says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? David realized, I know where my help comes from. So when I need some help, I'm going to lift up mine eyes to those hills. Talking about the hills of Zion. And that's where my help comes from. Then David said, my help comes from the Lord. And the Lord is the one that made the heaven and the earth. Now, the God that I'm talking about, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. For he that keepeth thee will not slumber. He's not sleeping like some of y'all are. He will not slumber, neither will he sleep. But the Bible says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. So God keeps me. God keeps you. And if you know that you got God, then there comes a time that you ought to know where God is. How many of you know that there comes a time you got to call on God? Early in the morning or late in the midnight hour. But the Bible says the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Anybody know that God? That God that'll be there when everybody else is gone? The Lord shall preserve. The Lord shall keep us in his loving care. And I don't know about you, but there comes a time in my life when I realize that I need some help. And I can't have find no help nowhere down here. But I found out that if I call on the name of the Lord, then God will hear my humble cry. I somebody tell somebody this morning, I asked you a question this morning. Where do you look when you need a little bit of help? Well, I found an example in the Bible. It tells me that a Canaanite woman came down and she began to talk to Jesus. He said, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Thy son of David, because my daughter is grievously ill. She got a demon inside her body. And I need a little bit of help. I've been praying for her all day long. I've been watching over her all night long. But she still got that same condition. I need a little bit of help. And I want to know, will you help me, Lord? I want to know, will you come and help my daughter? But the Bible says the Lord didn't say a mumbling word. See, every now and again, the Lord can keep his mouth shut and he'll still hear what you got to say. For the Bible said that he answered and said unto them, because the disciples got a little weary. They said, you ought to run that woman away from here, asking you for some help, and she's just running after us. You know how it is when you got determination. You got your mind made up that I need some help. And I see where my help is. And I'm not going to allow anybody to get between me and my help. I know where my help is. And if I can just get down there to that man called Jesus, I know that everything is going to be all right.
Anybody in the house this morning? Anybody know anything about Jesus? Anybody ever had to call on him early in the morning? Anybody ever called on him late in the midnight hour? I want to know this morning, is there anybody like the disciples? Whenever you get ready to call on the Lord, somebody said, Master, make them hurt. Whenever you get ready to praise the Lord, somebody looking at you like you ought to sit down, but don't nobody know like you know what the Lord God has done for you. The Bible said that he hasn't heard not a word, and the disciples had sent her away. But he said, I am not come but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So I'm not here for those that already saved. I'm not sweating for those that already know what I'm talking about. But I'm hollering out of my lungs. I'm sweating across my forehead because I'm trying to get in touch with somebody to let them know if you need a little bit of help. All you got to do is know where to look. Don't look to your neighbor. Stop looking at your family. Don't look to your friend. But look up to the hills where your help come from. I'm glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. The Bible said, then she came. She worshiped him. She gave God thanks. But she said, Lord, Lord, help me. She didn't say John Willett. She didn't say Carson Pittman. She didn't say Alexander. But she said, Lord, help me. She didn't say take care of my daughter now. She didn't say take care of my neighbor. But she said, Lord, help me. See, I found out if I'm going to help somebody, I got to be able to help myself. And if you're not able to do anything for yourself, you can't do anything for nobody else. But look at the ominous of this woman. The Bible said, as he looked down at the woman, he said, it's not his meat to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. Now, this was a Gentile woman. And the Jews looked at the Gentiles like they were low, like they were beneath them, like they was a dog. But I thank God. This woman had a right mind. Her heart was in the right place. And she loved God from deep down on the inside. For she's the one that said, Son of David. In other words, she let him know that I believe that you are the Messiah. I might not be a Jew, but I got the power of God. I might not be a Jew, but I know you're going to bless me anyhow. I'm glad, for the Bible said, she said, Lord, you spoke the truth. But don't the dogs get the crumb from the table? The Lord was saying, I live like a child sitting at the table. And the little dog sitting down under the table. And the child eat the bread first. But then he get a dog a little bit of crumb. See, one thing about it, the crumb tastes just like the loaf. So you hadn't missed out on anything. You might not have as much as they got. But as long as you got a little bit of something. Anybody want a little bit of something? Anybody want a little bit of Jesus? Say yeah. Say yeah. Where do you look when you need some help? Stop running around to everybody looking for your prayer partner, looking for your best friend. You better go down on bending knee, call on the Lord, look to the hills, know that where your help comes from. And when your help comes, know that it comes from God. Where are you going to look when you need some help? Can't nobody answer that but you. Maybe we need to rephrase that. Where have you looked when you needed some help? Maybe help somebody. Yeah. Somebody. Somebody. They've been looking for some help. Got the door closed in their face. They said, I'm not going to give you nothing else. I'm tired of you coming up in my face. And I done closed up my wallet. I don't have nothing to give you. But I want to tell that individual, don't give up. Look to the hills. Call on the name of the Lord. And God will send you somebody that will come to your rescue. Anybody need help? Anybody need help? Anybody need help? Where you gonna look? Where you gonna look? Where you gonna look? Where you gonna look? David said, will lift up mine eyes to the hills of Zion, because that's where my help comes from. That same one that lets me know that when I get weak, he makes me strong. That same one that when I feel tired, he replenishes my strength. And he said, move on, my son, because everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. All you got to do is look to the hills and then trust what the hills say. Hallelujah. I tried so hard to talk about the Sunday school lesson. The Lord just kept me up half the night and I couldn't get nothing. Couldn't get nothing on there. But I thank God for what he gave me. Because somebody in here, somebody needs some help this morning. You need somebody with a higher power than what I got. But I'm here to tell you that he's there for you. He understands you. He knows what you're going through. And the one thing, the reason I brought that up, of my struggle, because Jesus said, when he told Satan, man shall not live by bread alone. See now, you might need some help for some necessities in life, but they're necessities in life, but not for life. Life comes from God. And the Bible said that Jesus said, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So if God said he'd feed you when you get hungry, if God said he'd be a father for the fatherless, a mother for the motherless, then we haven't lost anything. Everything we lost was gained to God. And we ought to be thankful that the Lord our God has taken care of us once again. Where are you going to look when you need help?